This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Who are you?
The name's Captain Carter.
I was promised an army.
You have a super soldier.
What if?
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are beginning on our weekly recaps of the new animated series coming from Disney Plus and Marvel Studios titled What If? This series is starring Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher, with this recap dedicated to the episode, the premiere episode titled What If Captain Carter Were the First Avenger? We got the whole crew joining us on this one, so I'll start with overall thoughts. Ken, what's up?
Damn, that was the title? I thought it was What If Captain America Wasn't... Damn, okay. Shit, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it's the title. I'll never look at those.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, did you see it, title?
No, I did not know that was the title.
I inserted, what if Captain America wasn't the first Avenger? And not aging. So, but as soon as I, well, anyway, we'll get into it. I think it's really interesting, man, and I really enjoyed the first episode. This episode. And I'm really curious to see where they go with this, because none of this is technically real. But given what happened with Loki, I think they're kind of taking this as an opportunity to use it as a playground to show people that's not familiar with What If or that don't have a full understanding of like how alternate realities or different or decision makings can alter your career path in life, could what type of results you would have, you know, with that. Because I, you know, for a lot of people, this whole time thing or whatever is going to get a little bit twisted. So I think this is them just saying, here are some things that could happen if people may, or if different things happen. So I thought that was really interesting. Because I never thought about, like, what if the comic, from what I perceive their perspective is in this series and how they're trying to use it to kind of attach and kind of string everything together. So it's going to be interesting.
What about you, Mike?
I liked it. I wasn't blown away. But, I mean, it's touching on the one movie that I think is fucking awful in the MCU, so I just didn't.
What movie is that? Captain Marvel?
Captain America. This wasn't Captain Marvel?
I know. You said the one movie that was awful in the MCU.
Captain America and Captain Marvel might be tied for...
Captain America was bad?
Captain America was awful.
I remember rewatching it, yes. And it's not as bad as you...
The fuck?
As I remember, because I was agree with you at first, but then I rewatched it, I was like, it's not. I consider it like After Earth. It ain't as bad as people say.
It's worse. When I went back and rewatched, I'm like, this movie's fucking ass.
We do need to go back and just kind of redo the whole
we
MCU.
We do not.
Yeah, we do, Mike. No. Yeah, we do. No. Make it a series.
Either way, it was an era I didn't give a fuck about. Didn't care about Captain Carter. I sure as shit didn't care about fucking Skinny Steve. So I was just like, whatever. But it was still a cool episode. I know why they started here. So it was fine.
Gotcha. What about you, Nay?
Why did they start here?
Because this is where everything started, basically, with Captain America.
Okay.
The first Avenger.
Okay. This is not for me. That's it.
Is this the first and last episode you're gonna be on?
No, I'll tough it out. But
damn, no woman power type shit, you know.
White woman power.
Just saying. just saying.
Yeah, no, this wasn't for me. I think, I don't know if it's the, it wasn't the animation because I actually liked the animation. I actually even liked the action in the episode. I just,
Okay.
What about you, Rod?
I don't think I'm going to overall enjoy this.
This whole series or just?
Yeah, I don't know if this one is for me either. I don't know. I just don't. I never was hyped to see it in the first place. Because I just didn't understand it. I'm like, okay, so what is the point? What is this, just a bunch of what ifs? I don't, if it's like, if it's not going to make sense, it's going to be like when I watch it, like, what's the point? You know, that makes sense?
Yeah, I get you.
So,
makes sense as far as like, does this connect to anything or?
Yeah, because I like connecting things. And I'm sure they probably will with this whole Watcher thing. They probably will. I think Ken's onto something with, you know, they created this like playground with the Loki stuff and the multiverse and all that is going to play into it somehow. But then I started feeling like Mike, where I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to have to keep up with all of this different shit and these different cases that might be possible. And I don't know, man. I don't think I'm that invested personally.
Yeah, for me, I'm in the middle. I'm indifferent. Mm. I think that it's an interesting series if you didn't really like the original movies and just wanted to see something different, a different twist and spin on it, if you're really that big of a fan of Marvel. But if you're just more so like, if this isn't related to the MCU timeline and I don't really care about it, then I can understand why you wouldn't want to see it. But for me, it was just like, okay, it's something nice to watch. It's not too long. It's like half an hour. You know, it's better than most things that I've been watching lately. So it's kind of just like, why not?
Yeah, for me, it felt like a waste of time, though.
Damn.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and it sucks because I have an animation background. So it's cool to see how far animation has come. And you would think a person like me would have more appreciation for it. But I don't know, man. It's really hard to impress me with animation. I think I talked about that with the Transformer stuff. Like, I don't know, man. It's just something about the flow of how this goes. It seems like it everything is happening too quick. Like, I don't know. It's just something that just doesn't hit with me.
Would have been better if it was like an episode that had nothing to do with what we've already seen?
I don't think so. I think the pacing was just off to me.
It's because it's a comic. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make the comic into a show, period. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's the way the comic book goes, is it moves really, really fast.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Did you like Spider-Verse?
Animation? I did like Spider-Verse, but I don't think Spider-Verse moved like this. The pacing was...
I mean, like, just that animation in general.
Oh, yeah, I did. I really liked that. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it takes a lot to impress me, and that one definitely impressed me, with what they were doing with that movie. But yeah, this... Yeah, man, it just didn't hit, man. It had moments, but then something else was happening, and it'll pull me out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So did y'all even, like, care for, like, The Watcher itself, like
the
as far as
the Watcher was cool to me.
Yeah,
the Watcher was cool to me. I think for me, what took me out was the writing. Like, and I don't know if it's because it's a comic book. It just the writing was just real corny comic book. Mm-hmm. Like some of the stuff they had Bucky saying, I was like, oh my god, are we serious? So I think that's really what pulled me. That and I mean,
yeah, Bucky had a lot of corny punchlines, one liners. It was just like,
50s, 60s?
The 40s.
Yeah, maybe 40s, that. I mean, okay.
A lot of that stuff was corny back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, yeah, girl power, but it just felt real over the top.
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought The Watcher was cool, and I think Jeffrey Wright was a good choice. I think his voice fits him perfectly. Now, when I think, Nick, you asked about, or Rob may have said something about this being something coming out of this, he could come out of this because the Watcher is a very key figure in Marvel Universe.
Right.
So you'll probably definitely see him again.
So what's the difference between the Watcher and then Kang that we just saw in Loki, because I felt like it was like the same character.
The Watcher never interferes. He only literally just watches shit going on.
Yeah.
But he hadn't interfered either until they killed him, right?
Right, but he is interfering. The Watcher will literally never interfere, period. You can't.
So he's really just the narrator.
Yes. Yeah. You can't even attack the Watcher. Like, I would think if you tried, he would just poof away. That's, like, I don't know what you're doing.
And see, like, it made it seem like he was God or something.
He kind of,
that's what it made it seem
he kinda
like.
He kind of is like MC. If he just watching.
He's not, because he doesn't change anything. God creates shit. The Watcher doesn't create anything.
Like,
do we know that for sure? Like, he doesn't create anything?
No. Like, that's the only thing I don't like, is they're trying to make this into, like, oh, we're going to see fucking Captain Carter again someday. Like, this version of Captain America. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring her through in the fucking multiverse or some stupid shit. I don't remember any of that happening in the comics. The What If series was literally just these little side stories of what if instead of Peter Parker getting bit, fucking Gwen Stacy got bit. It was just shit like that. And it was fun to just watch and see what happens and then be done with it. But I have a feeling that these guys are going to fucking...
make it canon?
It's already canon, but I think they're gonna make it to where whenever all this multiverse shit starts happening,
you're gonna
all
see
of
these
characters.
Random
people are gonna start popping up.
Oh no, don't
and
do
that's
that.
Gonna be annoying.
Yeah, like, that's what I was saying. That'd be annoying for me, I know. But and I don't know if that's definitive. Like, you know, it may not, but right now, thinking about it, thinking ahead, I think it will be.
Well, you can see the future. Just close your eyes real quick.
It's stupid. What? Is the mic still on? Got to tune in.
Is the mic still on?
like, I've heard of The Watcher before, and I always thought The Watcher was like Stan Lee. Like, as if he, that's his character, almost. Like, because I want to say they even played on that in one of those movies. I don't know if it was Guardians of the Galaxy or something like that.
Where he was talking to the Watcher.
Yeah.
Was it The Watcher? It was like three of them, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was three Watchers, but it was definitely supposed to be The Watcher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think people were saying like, oh, he's playing as a Watcher or whatever. So, yeah, I definitely remember that. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I gotta wait on it. But right now...
we got to see if they make cooler characters.
The next episode is supposed to have...
Dab. The first three episodes have already been leaked to reviewers. So I don't know if that's what you were about to do.
No. I was just going to say who was going to be in it.
I don't want to know.
You may like the next one.
I want to walk in completely blind. But if they start creating cooler characters... because, I mean, this isn't a spoiler. In the actual beginning of the show, you see Killmonger with the Iron Man... what's the thing in his chest?
The reactor thing.
Mm-hmm. You see Killmonger with the reactor. Mm-hmm. Now that could be cool. Mm-hmm. Killmonger as an Iron Man version. That might be neat. And if we see that episode, I might be like, okay, I wouldn't mind him popping through one of these multiverse portals. But Peggy Carter, give a fuck.
I take it you didn't watch the Agent Carter show.
I did not.
I didn't either.
Because it looked like doo-doo.
So watching the Agent Carter show, what?
Oh, nothing. I watched it. I thought it was cool, man. Yeah.
It was like, what, 2-3 seasons?
Two.
Where was that? Yeah. That's different than S.H.I.E.L.D. Where was that on?
It's an ABC.
It ran around the same time. Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. ran.
It's on Disney Plus. I just had no desire to watch it because it looked lame as hell.
Yeah.
You know, it's still 50s, 40s stuff, so it's definitely some lame moments, but...
that's not a timeline that I care about.
Yeah, me neither. So in any type of movie.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, I just
don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I might watch S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point because I liked Coulson.
It's just 20 some episodes. I hate that part, but, and it starts a little slow, but I did enjoy S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think Sam Jackson.
I haven't finished it, though.
He shows up in there, too.
Who?
Sam Jackson.
He doesn't attract me to anything. Like, I don't get hyped. Like, oh, man, can't wait till Sam shows up.
I'm saying that it connects to that level. It's not just like a
thing. I figured if it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point, Fury would show up. It's just, I don't know. I can't really force myself to watch that stuff.
Yeah.
It's long.
I see. But so is Walking Dead. It's fine.
Well, this episode was pretty short. I mean, we start off with, the introduction of basically the origin timeline of Captain America, our version of it. During World War II, they kind of fast forward through it a lot quickly as far as Steve Rogers getting chosen to become the first super soldier. But instead of Agent Carter, did she go upstairs in the movie?
I think she was watching from the upstairs window.
Yeah, okay.
If I remember correctly. I mean, it was so bad I fell asleep 30 times. But
so the Watcher talks about how her staying downstairs changed the whole course of this timeline where Steve Rogers, there's a spy down there from Hydra who injures Steve Rogers, and instead of him going into the chamber, Captain Carter or Agent Carter goes into at the time. What did y'all think about that slight, subtle change in how history was, you know, rearranged?
I think, I mean, you can see it coming. And now that I know that it was part of the title, it's really obvious. But yeah, once I saw them standing side by side, I was like, oh, it's going to be her. Because going in, I didn't know who they were going to pick. Once I saw, I was like, oh, it's going to be her. So yeah, I thought it was okay for her to jump in there and come out. So I was like, oh, she's probably going to come out looking like goddamn Wonder Woman. But she actually came out looking like fucking She-Hulk.
She was
huge as shit. I was like, God damn. So yeah.
Which makes sense because he came out from like skinny
Steve.
He did.
Seeing him skinny the whole episode was so fucking weird. That was his voice, right? That was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know.
It sounded like
him. It sounded like I don't know if it was him. I don't think he was in it. I know some of them are still playing their voice there.
Yeah, it sounded just like him though. That was weird.
I thought that was cool though. For them to still be tapped in doing the voiceovers and stuff. That gives them an opportunity to kind of still be active.
Yeah, I think Michael B. Jordan is doing
Killmonger. Nah, it wasn't him. It was some guy named Josh Keaton.
So they sound like him, though.
That's fucking nuts. How did they find that shit?
You sound like a white dude, man.
Yeah, but...
Like an American white dude.
Yeah, an American... happy American white man.
He still had that, like, that little... I don't know. I can't...
The authoritative kind of captain voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wondering, though, like, was these original voices... Well, what were these original character voices? Yeah,
some of them are, not all of them.
They should have made him die, though.
You know what? I thought the same thing. And I don't know. I guess we're
going to get into it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, because I don't know if I was too keen on him becoming the fucking Iron Man.
I wasn't. That was stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it was stupid. I didn't care about seeing him in the fucking Iron Man suit. I was like,
Because I think for me, it took away from... Captain whatever it was. What's the name?
Captain Carter.
It took away from her. It became her and him. And I know it was during a time, obviously, they kind of, you know, stayed on that when, you know, she kept getting dismissed by that guy. I can't think of his name.
John Flynn.
Yeah. But yeah, turning him into a superhero, too, I didn't like that part of this story in here.
My concern, I don't know, Rod or Mike, you were thinking about this as far as Howard Stark creating that Iron Man suit decades before Tony even thought about creating it.
Well, it's because it was his father.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's a weird jump because he never even had a design or even thought about it in the original film.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah,
we do not. But... From what we're going off of, they didn't show
it. But what if?
All right, I'm going to move on.
What if he did, Nick?
It just looked like it was a huge jump to bring Iron Man back into, like, Captain America and Iron Man.
I do agree with
that
you.
That tandem.
It was my purse. It's okay.
I was trying to figure that out, too, if there was something like, you know, there was a gap in between me reading that. Maybe Howard did actually... start working on that design before Tony. So maybe that is actually out there. I just missed it and don't know about it. I'm sure our lovely listeners will let us know if it was or not. But yeah, I had the same feeling. Yeah. It felt forced.
Nah.
It did.
I only thought it was, since it was him, it felt forced. I just didn't need to see Skinny Steve doing anything else.
Not with you on that.
Throw Bucky in there. Let Bucky be the Iron Man, but little Skinny Steve. Hey, Peggy, I'm here. Shut your ass up, bro.
I'm going to get back to Skinny
Steve. Your bitch ass got shot, man. Go die somewhere.
Nay, I wanted to ask you about SSR leader John Flynn.
The asshole?
Yeah. Was this the character you're thinking about when you're saying this episode was over the top?
Because
how he was just
living. It didn't help. Yeah. So they obviously used him. And granted, for the time period, was it that far off? No, I'm sure it wasn't. But it just was real interesting to me. Like you said, that's why I asked, why was this the first one? Like, the very first one is attacking women's rights and equality for women and all that. And that's really cool, right? But yeah, his dialogue just was very on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And came off over the top of me, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that it was just like he was the main obstacle in her way throughout her journey,
mm-hmm.
instead of like the mission. Because we forget pretty much about Red Skull. Like Red Skull came and went throughout this whole episode.
Where did he? Oh, he got snatched up by the octopus,
and it was just like that. The first time they really all see him, it's just like he's wrapped, like he's dead, which kind of downplays his role in the movie.
What'd you say?
They made her real big.
Mm-hmm. They made her real big?
Yeah.
She was
like China.
She really was.
I thought they did a good job of still keeping her life with feminine features, though. Okay. I thought she was just going to come out with this muscular type of, like she did. She was broad, don't get me wrong, but
she was a sexy broad.
Yeah, it was just like a
subtle like Cara Dune.
Yeah, it's like something like Cara Dune or something. But yeah, probably I was like, okay, something. They did that well. Mm. I thought they did that well. It wasn't like over the top.
I did love her fight scenes, though. Her fight scenes.
Oh, she whooped ass. She was whooping a lot of ass.
You didn't like it, Mike?
I liked him, but I don't know. I was just like, you came out this motherfucker and you just beating everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Isn't that how the Super Soldiers are?
But it's just kind of annoying, like especially when the big, huge dude showed up and she just beat him down in like 2 seconds.
It was
another Captain Marvel situation for me. It was just like, you have no opposition.
Misogyny was her opposition. But
if it was any other super soldier, it would have been
the same thing. That's why I don't like Captain America.
Oh, you don't like Captain America?
I mean, I grew to like him, but I didn't like him to begin with because I was just like, every time you fight, it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It's just like, that's not how I like my superheroes. I like my superheroes with depth and with some sort of vulnerability.
But he does have depth, though, because he doesn't really want to kill anyone.
That's not depth to me.
I think it is, though.
Who don't want to kill nobody?
Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was killing motherfuckers in this, though.
Not really.
She threw, like, she lifted up the hatchet, threw a grenade down there, jumped off.
Yeah.
See, I feel like Cap would have done that, too.
She tossed up the car,
flipped
over. I think
Cap back in the day, 40s Cap, I think he did murk a few.
Yeah, because he was using guns. Yeah. Remember? He was using a machine gun.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just...
They did a version of it in this show. Remember when she busted in the door and Bucky and them were behind her and she's shooting? Mm. That was taken directly from the movie.
Oh, from the movie, yeah. See, I don't remember it like that.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't remember it like that. I remember the new Cap, the one that's like, you know.
Mr. Morals.
Yeah.
Do you at least remember the that train scene where how we get Bucky in the original, how Bucky goes on ice and becomes a super soldier?
I don't remember that.
Really?
I don't remember it.
That was an iconic scene.
Mm-mm.
But this was cool because he's like, oh, you almost tore my arm off.
Yeah.
That
took you out.
No, I think that's when he said it. I think I looked at you like that.
No, he was looking at me the whole time. She was just like.
The whole time. See, that's how the comics were. They were nothing but little Easter eggs. It was fun.
Yeah.
You
know? It's supposed to be like
comic
this.
Though. Yeah, but I don't think it translates well. For me, it doesn't translate well on TV.
I thought they were going to go like, this is how Steve become Winter Soldier. Like, since he blew up. And
I thought that too.
Oh, that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, he still ended up being a super soldier at the end of the day. But
we all knew he was still alive, right?
No.
Yes.
I didn't.
You thought he was dead?
Oh, cool. They killed him. Great. Now let's move on.
Come on, man. You broke
so
your own rule.
Sometimes.
I don't need him. You skinny Steve. At this point, like, there's no reason for you to be alive. You're worthless.
Just almost kissed to everything. Like,
That's what I want to get to. Is Peggy really going after skinny Steve?
Yes.
Nah.
Don't nobody want her big, thick ass?
He does.
That's not true.
He's the only one.
There's a demographic.
And there was a brother.
The big
there.
Muscle ass women, the big body builder.
I'm sure there was a brother on there that was looking for.
Like them like that.
Not in the 40s, maybe now. In the 40s, I don't know if them big brolic ass bodybuilder chicks.
There's a Leroy in the room. He's looking at her. He's like, I want.
Speaking of brothers, y'all see the one black guy in this thing?
Who was he?
He was one of the soldiers.
Oh,
nah. Besides him, he was one of the soldiers. He popped up. Boom, 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 and it was gone.
Wasn't Derek Luke in the original Captain America?
Who?
Derek Luke.
I don't know.
Who's Derek Luke?
Antoine Fisher. Diddy. He was not.
Who?
Antoine Fisher.
He played as Diddy in Notorious.
You don't know who Derek Luke is?
I'm wondering where the joke is going.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's no joke. He was actually. I'm saying. I think
he was.
I think he was in. There was some famous. He was either in Captain America or Wonder Woman.
What's the name? Maine. from Empire.
He's not in Captain America.
No, not
him.
No.
That's Iron Man.
Maine. Maine. You know Maine.
Because there was only Terrence one black Howard. Dude I remember.
Yeah, him.
His name is Maine. That was a perfect, nickname.
But you didn't like Captain Carter's fight scenes?
No. Shoot. The fight scenes were dope. Oh. It's just, I was having a hard time getting invested because I want to see my heroes get beat up sometimes.
She didn't get her ass whooped at all.
She got thrown at a wall.
That was
one
it,
time.
Though.
Okay. Oh yeah.
I feel you on that. I think. Yeah, I didn't even consider that in this one.
Because you got to think of all the movies. Iron Man gets fucking whooped up.
Maybe
sometimes.
Women just make better superheroes, Mike.
Nah, it's Captain America too. It's just.
They could have done it.
I said nah.
Nah, because I'm about to create an excuse for them. Because I was like, well, they only got so much time to tell the story.
No, I get it.
But they probably still could have shown her get, knocked around a few times.
The big guy could have at least punched her a time or two. I thought he was.
They thought it was gonna be funny. I think they were looking for that comic relief of like he running up and then
what's up, girl? Boom,
boom. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd have been.
That's what it was.
Yeah, interesting. Exactly what it was.
If it was like Red Guardian. Like in this timeline, and then they had a nice little fight scene.
But the way she was jumping on those from plane to plane and shit like that, when she hopped on his back,
that was.
When I said the only way they could have got away with this is if it was a cartoon, because this shit seemed just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it looked dope.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, but it was dope.
Yeah, Derek Luke was in the first Captain America. He played.
Hey, it's only one black dude. I noticed that. He played Gabe Jones.
And he never came back.
He probably didn't even die. He just vanished somewhere.
They should have made him Isaiah, honestly.
No. Dang. That's crazy. I'd be mad.
I don't know.
But yeah, I wasn't believing their relationship after like she got it. Because I would think she would want somebody
on
her level.
But then
she's
still
the same person, though.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still kicking it with him.
But I don't think really those core elements change all that much. I think, that'll still be there.
I'm going with Nick on this one because she wasn't trying to holler at Skinny Steve.
Yes,
she was already looking. She already looked better.
She was trying nice to save to his life, honey. She was like, oh, he finna get blued up.
Wait, in the movie?
In the cartoon?
No. What Nick is saying, well, I don't want to speak for you, but.
Isn't that who he went back to?
That's what I thought.
But in the movie, she wasn't really talking to him like that until he came out with them perfect nipples.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Positive.
She was nice to him.
She was nice to him. She was like, oh, you're cute, kind of nice to him. But when he came out, he was like, bro, this is me.
Well, I mean.
So that's what I'm saying. So this, I'm kind of with Nick. Her still having that like, oh, I'm in love with
but
you.
But she had it before,
man.
Though, right? In this one. What weren't they attracted to each other?
That's what I'm
like,
in the cartoon,
the dance.
There
was something
about
the dance.
Yeah, from the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just wasn't believable, is what I mean.
Yeah, the dance came, like, they had that conversation after he became.
That was before she got thick. It wasn't believable because it's like, bro, you're normal. And he's like this little weird.
It doesn't
weird,
have
like,
to be believable.
I it's know, what if. What if she really liked his ass?
All I'm saying is I agree with Nick. I didn't buy it. It wasn't that big of a deal. It didn't ruin the episode or nothing, but it just wasn't believable. Ain't nobody that looked like Peggy Carter going for this little skinny ass fucking shirt.
I would think she would have went for Bucky at least.
Exactly.
Bucky?
Yeah, Bucky, I mean, with his luxurious hair.
Yes.
Bucky in this one?
Bucky in this
Bucky
one.
And
still
all
tight.
Of them. Bucky, yes.
The women love Bucky.
Yes, we do.
Ain't nobody want no fucking skinny Steve.
Scuba Steve.
On,
skinny Steve. Looking like the little midget that fucking Kid Rock used to have rapping with.
Oh, man. This Bucky didn't look
it's
all that.
Not midget. It's a little
person. Little person. Little Steve. Ain't nobody want little Steve.
Man.
Look, that's the kind of water little Steve drinks.
A juice box.
Oh.
He took
some people like, some women like little boy, like little guys. Little guys. Y'all know what I mean. Oh, they said they look like you.
Oh my God.
What else, man?
I was going back to
it. It's a demographic.
Once we get to, basically, we have a whole montage. Now, you was alluding to how you think it was corny as fuck, but the montage of their action scenes and then fight scenes, and then we get to the Red Skull. Red Skull is just doing.
He was just there to be there.
Yeah, he was just.
They just wasted him.
He was a MacGuffin.
For real.
The biggest villain was the tentacle monster, honestly.
He was cool.
Was he?
What were y'all thinking was coming out?
His arms.
he's like a real, what was the name of, he's like a real god or whatever.
Like, oh, so you had to know the backstory for him to be cool?
No.
He's not even from the comics. He's like a real thing. What was his name in the fucking cartoon?
I was just thinking, like, what would y'all think was going to come out of that? Would you think, like, Thanos could have came out?
I don't know. I had no clue.
That
would have
pissed me off.
Thanos?
That would have pissed me off. It's
the 40s. We don't know. The only thing that could come out of that thing was what came out of it in the
40s. Right.
Why do you say that?
Because they didn't do a lot of that stuff. A lot of that stuff was very, like, you know, at that time, their imagination of what, mm-hmm. what was an actual threat was stuff like that.
So you're saying like the comics from that time period.
Yeah, okay. Comics, even movies, you know, they mm-hmm. didn't really get all that creative. It was like, what if a big ass octopus became, right. what if an octopus became big, you know, stuff like that.
Big ass starfish, yeah. Right.
So it was in line. It was in line.
Mm-hmm. So y'all wasn't surprised about like how she sacrificed herself? Did y'all think Steve was going to sacrifice himself and then she be on the other side? Or
his little fucking battery went dead.
Sure did.
He just died.
That nigga just fell.
He just fell and then opened the top up. Peggy! She like, if you don't get your little skinny ass back in that fucking
thing. She hung down the monster to talk to this nigga like, yeah, I'm going to be back on Saturday.
Now, what I will say is
dismissed his ass.
I won't say it annoyed me, but it was like, okay, y'all.
When she was pushing him back in.
Yes. Yeah. Like, this thing was slapping and whooping your ass, and all of a sudden now you could just push this him. Motherfucker. Like, where did you garner all that strength from?
That's some shit Cap would have done.
Bruh. Nah. Not that one.
See, okay, now how come you like, it's believable that the big Peggy's over here with a little skinny, but she can't push an octopus monster.
Because pushing an octopus monster is a
less
little,
believable than,
yes, there,
than her. Because
she said there's
her.
A demographic
it's
for
a demographic.
It.
It is.
Nah, that was, I mean, I get it. You got to make her a hero, but it's like, come on.
Yeah.
I feel like Steve should have ended it.
Yeah, I thought he was going to sacrifice himself.
He should have.
He flew into the little
opportunity. Why was she supposed to be the hero of the episode? Like, why would they do that?
Well, she could still be a hero. That's letting a good them know. Point. Like, the war was still going on, technically.
Mm-hmm. She could have made them win the war.
He sacrificed himself for the overall good. But I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, but then you make it about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's why he should have died when the fucking train went off.
I do agree.
But I think you still make it about him in that situation,
really?
Too.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really, because he'd have been dead. And then that could have been the driving force for her to be like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck everything.
Yeah, she could have said something moving at the end, like, this is for Steve.
And yeah, she could have gave a speech like Cap always did. She didn't give any speeches.
Steve
definitely should have died. I'm on board with that.
I thought he died when she went through the portal and everything blew up.
Ultimately, like, it's like a situation like in the original where she's gone for umpteen million years, mm-hmm. and she comes back and she wants to find him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
man. That was the last thing she thought about.
Yeah, if she leave for umpteen million years and she's still thinking about little bony ass, fucking anorexic, anemic ass Steve. Then I'm not doing it.
Damn, so I wonder
stop
how long.
Stop skinny shaming.
What if Steve went to the gym?
Steve could have been a different nigga when he came, when she came
what
back.
What if he drank a protein shake?
Muscle milk.
What you about to say, Cam?
I forgot.
Bless
you. Knew it.
But y'all, did y'all like how Nick Fury and Hawkeye was waiting on the other end?
Not really.
Like, did you like that ending, that alternative ending, as opposed to the ending that we got with a nigga being trapped in ice?
It feels like these things are going to run together. I thought they were just going to be one story.
Separate stories.
Yeah. So that part, I was like, I ain't really care for
that.
Oh,
you think this is going to play into the next episode?
That's what it felt like.
I don't want it.
When they popped out.
I feel like it. I thought it was one-offs.
I really hope so.
It felt like one-offs.
It did.
Y'all hope so? I don't hope.
I don't want it. Yeah, I want it to just be like a Marvel Twilight Zone. Just,
yeah,
I, don't
yeah,
want
yeah, that's, I think that's
go.
What the whole theme
see,
is.
I don't want that.
You want it to tie together?
Yeah, I want it to.
No,
if
sorry.
It is, yeah.
No,
why
sorry.
Not? Why don't y'all want it to tie together?
I don't
together?
Want to see Peggy Carter show up no more with the fucking shield. I don't want
to
see it.
It's too much stuff to follow these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, and then it's like, if these are, like, how does that, like, that just makes the timeline in the multiverse more confusing.
No, I agree, but I think if that would make it worth watching to me. Because right now, like I said in the beginning, it just feels like, why am I watching this? I don't want to watch Twilight Zone. I don't want to watch just one-off episodes. I just don't.
It's fun.
Because it's like, what's the purpose?
because
it's a yeah. different story.
Rod, but it's not fun to
Rod is like, what if I watch something else?
I think it makes
right.
Really,
fucking right.
I think if this story was more compelling, or if they do have like cooler stories, it could be a cooler concept. I do like the idea of coming to watch a whole new story every episode. I just want them to be good, and I didn't feel like this was that great.
But at least the bar is low for you now. So right. anything, so, anything I mean, else coming? I think there's like 11 episodes or something.
11?
Or something like that. 10, at least 10.
9.
It's 9?
Of course, my app could be wrong, so never
mind. I was going to say, we only got, what, like 8 episodes of Falcon, and they're going to give us 11 episodes of this?
Shit, they should have gave us less with Falcon. Oh, corny. When they going to bring his nigga bird in?
We not.
I was wondering if he was going to get one.
I don't think
they're
going to bring Falcon
They're going to bring nigga bird in. This,
maybe not this first season.
But what if Nigga Bird wasn't such a bitch? What if Nigga Bird wasn't a coon?
Yeah, straight up.
What if Nigga Bird listened to Isaiah? Y'all now leave. That's some shit.
That's a good. What if?
Mm-hmm.
What if he said, "Fuck your flag"?
Yes, thank you.
They could make up for that.
They change his name to Nigga Bird.
I would be there for that.
What if Falcon was pro-black? Is what
yes, that would be. So
I don't think
they're
doing
tight.
That. That's
Agent Carter. Is she British?
Yes, it was Captain United Kingdom.
She had an accent. You don't remember?
I know. I was trying to think of it. Like, okay. I'm so damn slow. Because I was like, because she popped up, I was like, Captain Britain.
Because they said the Allies got together to make the super soldier serum. So it wasn't just America.
Oh.
I don't know how he ended up just being America's guy, but.
Right.
But that's, I guess because she's British.
Because he's American.
And she's British.
Yeah, but I mean, but they both went in on a business to get the. I don't think there's a business deal.
Right. He's an American soldier.
Yeah.
She was not.
Mm. Okay.
It was kind of foul how she automatically had the good shield. If you remember, Captain America had that little wooden joint for a little while.
Yeah.
I was like, how'd she just walk out the fucking gate with the good shield?
That's what I was thinking. Like, was Howard Stark that. I don't remember him being
perks.
Like that.
I don't remember the
like
movie
what?
Like
Tony.
No,
well, he was definitely super smart like Tony.
He was, no, I'm talking about like as far as personality.
Like
yeah, kinda, like that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I thought he was more, he has some, you saw some traits of it. But like,
you didn't watch Agent Carter.
Okay, yeah, I did.
In the movies, he definitely was not like Tony.
And in the show, he's kind of the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he was acting super extra in the show. I was like,
Yeah.
I'm not going in there. I was like, I don't blame you, but. Need to get somebody else besides little, bony ass Steve.
Yeah.
It's okay that he was bony, Mike.
He too damn bony for me to care about him.
And why was his head so big?
It was big in the movie.
Like that in the movie.
I do remember that about the movie. Yeah.
The CGI is so shit.
Yes, the CGI.
But they could have fixed it in the damn show.
It reminded me of Benjamin Button CGI. So any other thoughts on this first episode of this new series?
I'm not looking forward to the next one, but I'll be there.
I think you'll like the next one.
We shall see.
Yeah, this was probably my least exciting out of all of them. But you know what? It's cool. I don't really give a fuck about Captain America like that. So it's not like I was too hot on seeing this one. But like I said, she kicked a lot of ass, and I thought the fight scenes were cool, and the way she was getting ass was cool. I just want to see what else they do next. And then when I was watching, I was like, oh, maybe they're just showing whatever, everything I said in the beginning. So I thought that idea was interesting. But that's it. I'm here for the ride.
And Rod, you over there already, right? They can't pull you back in with this next
one? I'm not saying that they can. I'm always hopeful, but just off this first one, I don't know, man. Maybe a different character would pull me in. But this one definitely didn't. I was just like, I'm straight. But, they might do something interesting. I just need it to make sense for me. If it don't make sense for me, I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Gotcha.
I'm not curious. And I don't want to watch a Twilight Zone of Marvel.
Mike, are you locked in or are you checking in and out?
I mean, I didn't love this episode, but I'm locked in definitely because I liked the comic. And I hope that I'm on the opposite of Rod. I just hope they leave it on its own little world, but I don't think they are.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that at the end of whatever this current phase is with Marvel, we're going to have another endgame scenario, but instead of all of these, the monks and all the Dora Milaje and all the other shit, we're going to have a whole bunch of variant motherfuckers coming out to fight. And I'm not really trying to see that.
Damn, I didn't think about that.
Unless they make Terrence Howard, Captain Marvel.
Bro,
if they did that back shit from space, talking about I'm back, man. I'll be like, especially since whoop that trick. I'll be like, bro,
I'm not even. Let's do it.
So instead of her, what if he comes back? Hillary Weaving on, huh? Captain Carter. That would be tight. And then he says, whoop that trick.
I thought you were going to say when he come back and fight Don Cheadle, the War Machine.
That would be good as fuck, wouldn't it? No, they need to do this. They don't. What if Terrence Howard stuck around and didn't try to get more money? What if?
God, what if the house nigga fought the field, nigga?
Right, come on, man.
That's one of the biggest. Yeah, that is a movie industry. What if?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's probably the biggest fuck up of his career.
It is, man.
He's probably still mad
every day. He's probably like, fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nigga getting a goddamn Emmy for
90 seconds.
Wait, what?
Don Cheadle was nominated for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like, that could have been you, nigga.
Over Nigga Bird.
And he getting his own show, too.
That's crazy. Yes,
damn. It's called Armor Wars.
He fucked that all up.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Yeah. I didn't remember that.
I didn't know that.
See? So, they could bring him back in a what if. But yeah, I'm on board. I think this is going to be the worst episode.
Me too.
I think the other ones are going to be better.
I think it's the safest episode to come out with if you want to get people on board.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the other ones are going to deal with characters that we here would probably give a fuck about more. Because we already know at some point Chadwick Boseman, because I think this is his last voice.
Yeah, this is his last one. Mm.
So at some point, we're going to have a Black Panther story. At some point, I'm pretty sure Robert Downey Jr. did his voiceover for the Iron Man story. So I think it's gonna be cool. Hmm. I do. But I do think that they're going to bring these people back and that's going to aggravate me.
Yeah.
How old are the comics? Oh, go ahead.
No, that's why I didn't like what I thought the ending was. When she popped out, she was like, yeah, it's been 70 years. I was like, oh, shit, they're going to run this together.
I didn't even think of that.
It kind of ended depressing, too. She was just
I hope not.
Damn, we just won the war.
Right, and it is just that.
That would be really stupid.
How old are the comic books?
They've been running for a minute, man.
Like 20 years?
70s, I think. Longer than that.
The what ifs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I thought they... But
I remember reading them when I was a kid and just thinking they were so fucking cool. Because they come up with the coolest concepts.
Mm.
But then they would have goofy ones, like what if Howard the Duck was Thor? Or some weird shit like that.
Hmm. There's going to be a goofy one.
Are there any specific ones that you guys kind of like, that'd be cool if they actually made this episode?
I don't remember them like that. I remember liking them all, but I don't remember any of them being like, yo, now that would be an amazing story, because it was so long ago. Mm.
1977 is when it debuted.
Now, the Marvel Zombies one is the one that I'm actually excited for, because they did show that in the preview.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That wasn't a what if. That was like a whole, I guess it could be sort of considered.
It was a whole series, wasn't it?
But it was a whole series.
Did you read any of the zombie stuff?
I did, and it was fucking great.
Really?
How does it... Oh, never mind. I don't know. We'll get into it during the episode.
Okay, yeah.
I'm about to say, y'all are really comic book nerds right now.
I mean, I haven't read them in years, but I mean, that was one where I was like, this is actually pretty fucking cool.
Bro, I did finish Old Man Logan.
How you just now finished Old Man Logan? It just came out 38 years ago.
Yep.
It was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Did the movie kind of live up to it?
That shit was so good. No. Not even close. Mm-hmm. That shit.
Man Logan is fucking great. It's like dramatic. It's sad.
It's the fucking real Wolverine.
It's really good.
All right. Well, those are our thoughts on the first episode of the new animated series from Disney Plus Marvel Studios, What If? Catch us next week. catch us later on this week with a new episode of What If? Make sure you check out FPS Podcast in the Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. We out. Peace.